Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:15. My favorite song by The Fray was their first song, and that was it, Over My Head. You ever feel like you're just in over your head, and it's not even the weekend yet? And this whole hump day thing needs to go away. Wednesday is always just crazy filled with activity. We'll get to the weekend one day at a time. And today is National Relaxation Day. Why? Why on a Thursday? I don't understand it. We don't relax here in this business. We run. And we run into the next day. And we run some more. Laura right now is probably running up the hall somewhere. She disappeared. No idea where she is. Matt, he's across the hall doing some recording. Mark Lawrence, busy on news radio. Me? Standing here all by myself. Just doesn't make sense.
Please.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Relax. It's National Relaxation Day. Why do we do this on a Thursday? This is one of the holidays they should bump to the next Saturday, not Halloween.
Very true. I was in New York City for that conversation, and I have some very strong feelings about moving.
Oh, the Halloween thing.
Halloween.
I already expressed my strong feelings.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
It's stupid.
Matt took care of it for
us. So National Relaxation Day. Let's just do this. We do this on occasion.
Okay.
Let's just all take a deep breath. Are you ready?
Yes. All right,
okay. And anybody listening, just one, two, three.
Okay.
There.
Or we could eat a banana.
Oh, potassium. It helps.
There it is. Here's the top five ways you can relax during National Relaxation Day. Eat a banana.
I actually did not know that.
It regulates your blood pressure.
It does.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe it'll be a little bit easier with stress. Give yourself a hand massage. I don't quite know.
There are pressure points in the palm.
You mean just rubbing your own hands?
There are pressure points that can help relax you, or else
I look sinister when I do it.
Stop it.
You would only make it sinister.
It's creeping me out. Also, your earlobes.
Rub your earlobes?
Yeah, like there are pressure points that help relax you on your ears.
But you look like an idiot doing it. Just do it in the bathroom by yourself.
No,
the
subtly.
The stuff you know. Seriously.
Subtly at your desk.
It's useless. But it's useful. And so, all right, I'm going to go in the bathroom and give myself a hand massage.
Stop it
and
right
then,
now.
I was waiting for somebody to say that, and now I got to go walk out. Goodbye.
Maybe I'll just pull somebody's earlobes,
done.
Too.
You're done.
Right, you're done.
Well, here's number
Moving
three.
On.
Moving on. Number three, mow your lawn. What?
Actually,
that is not relaxing for me. That's how I get my exercise.
It's kind of like a cat purring. It's the frequency of a push mower that, like as you're mowing, the vibrations can be relaxing.
Okay,
I'm
you
serious.
Totally made that up because you're totally wrong. It's the fresh cut smell of
no,
grass.
No, it's not. It makes me sneeze. I like the sound of the lawnmower. I'm talking
you
about
you like
me.
The sound of a lawnmower?
Like if
well,
I
why
push
don't you
mow.
Come over this afternoon and mow my lawn while I take a nap?
Only if you let me buy your lawn tractor for $2. We've talked about this.
Stop with this.
$2.
Fresh cut grass
no.
has a specific chemical
$2.
That makes us feel happy and relaxed. All right.
No, okay. It doesn't. It makes me sneeze.
Here's one that me too. Here's one that we can't do, or we shouldn't do, but we always do anyway. Avoid screens right before bed, whether it be television. I got to watch the baseball.
Yeah,
highlights.
I'm so guilty.
Or if it's, you know, your iPad or your phone, you're always on your phone. Get out of there. That artificial light blocks the production of melatonin.
You could wear those red tinted glasses to help.
Again, like pulling your earlobes, you look like an idiot, but it'll help.
At least you're in your own bed at this point.
Okay. Like those tinted glasses, or
and
blue,
finally,
whatever. Anyway.
You look like Bono or something. All right, finally, listen to music. It relaxes you by slowing down your heart rate, lowering your blood pressure, and blocking stress hormones.
Now that is true.
Listen to music.
I think music is good.
Let's relax and listen to music.
What song's next?
Oh, wait, the news is next.
This time of year, our area welcomes visitors with open...
4KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Stupid news? Can we do some stupid news?
Of course we can.
You probably saw this because you're the social media, you know, member of the team here. A 15-year-old girl's trending right now online, and this is clever but stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, it's probably clever. You ever do those things when you're 15 years old? My parents won't catch me.
Of course.
Yeah, well, now we have social media. So maybe mom's looking at her book of faces page the next day and she sees her 15-year-old daughter.
I thank my lucky stars every day
that we
social media did not exist when I was a teenager.
When I was a teenager, we had the kitchen wall phone. And if it rang with one of the neighbor's moms, I was in trouble.
We also had the family kitchen computer.
Yes, I remember you talking about
that
this.
It was
huge.
Huge, right? One of those gigantic.
Yeah,
one of those
big screens.
But, like, literally there, my mom would be making dinner, you'd be doing whatever on AOL.
Uh-huh.
And
she'd be looking over your shoulder.
Over your shoulder. There was zero privacy.
It was not American. It was a total communist kind of. Anyway, this 15-year-old girl has her phone taken away by her mom.
Yes.
So she resorted to using the smart refrigerator to post on Twitter. That's brilliant.
That's hilarious.
Whoever invented the smart refrigerator, you know, there's a smart TV.
There
I have
is.
A couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to work them yet because I'm a smart TV, dumb guy. Smart refrigerators. This 15-year-old girl figured out by using the camera on the refrigerator.
That she could tweet.
That she could tweet on Twitter.
I think that it could become a thing. I mean, she's going viral.
Yeah, like, so everybody's going to try it now.
Hashtag fridge selfie.
Something like that.
Right?
That's me right next to the mayonnaise.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, so it kind of took me back to that show Silicon Valley. Didn't they do something like that?
Yes,
this must
did.
Be the new fridge.
Look, it has a screen so you can see all the food that's inside.
Mm-hmm.
This one has an app so you can actually watch the food on your phone.
All it needs to do is keep my beer cold.
You're running low on beer.
You.
Ah, 'tis the season.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next with sports and AccuWeather. Matt will do it all. He'll even tell your fortune if you want to call toll-free. He's getting it done. He's getting it done.
You
this
know
not about the fortune
do.
Part, but
oh, let me.
I can do the rest.
Can we start that? Can we do like a daily horoscope?
Oh, I hate that crap.
Oh, but I love it.
Do we have to.
No. Why do I give you these ideas?
I love it. I look mine up, or else, actually, there's this really cool thing you can sign up to get words of wisdom from the universe daily. It's great.
Words of wisdom from the universe.
All right,
daily.
I'm going to look it up for today.
I want words of wisdom from some guy from Coltmont. That's what I want. Or like,
I can make that happen.
People could call us every morning with their words of wisdom. That would be so much better than Zoltar in a
glass exactly.
booth
that
at
is
the beach.
The biggest scam in the history of scams. I hate that thing with every fiber of my being.
Listen, here's the thing. I can tell sometimes that Mercury is in retrograde based upon how the two of you behave.
Matt,
cool.
You got anything there?
No.
No, me either. Let's just go to news. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:13. Good morning. Catch us at Shikellamy Auditorium tonight for the Valley's Got Talent kicking off River Festival, Sunbury River Festival. And we'll talk about that coming up with Slade Trek, who's in the house.
Yes, he
Rumor is that he brought sausage. That's great.
He did. We had a very, very nice time last evening at a special 30th anniversary party for Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated and 30 years of River Festival.
At that Penn's Landing Tavern place. I love that place.
Penn's Tavern. Do you know what's funny? I sat on the deck last evening overlooking the river.
With a beverage in your hand.
With a beverage in my hand.
Of course you did.
Mark Lawrence was there, Kyle Alexander, a couple of other people from throughout the area.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember turning and looking at these guys, and I said, this is a great spot. Look how it was
it's
so
a beautiful.
Beautiful.
Place. Yes.
Hats it was
off.
So nice.
Hats
so.
Off to that crew. Yeah, two things. I couldn't make it last night because I was out making money doing something and a paid venue. And the two things that make us happy, a beverage in our hand and money in our pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two of the 10 things, I think. Here is a list, a latest list. I feel like we do this once a year, of the 10 things that instantly make you happy.
Petting your dog.
Yeah, but the dog, you have the dog. So I don't know. These are the instant things.
Coffee.
You might be there. Number 10, having perfect summer weather. So you get up in the morning and it's a beautiful day. Bam, you're instantly happy.
I totally agree.
Number 9, getting something for free.
that would be the food I had last night.
Yes, as cheesy as it sounds, it's like, wow, this is a great sandwich and it's free. Number 8, you wake up in the morning realizing you slept through the whole night. Boom. Number 7, getting a bonus at work. Hey, Laura, nice job. Here's a bag of money.
Wow. Oh, hey,
I didn't see this coming.
No, I
Number
didn't.
Six, winning a new car. I tried to do that a few weeks ago with a hose company, and
The Mustang.
Yeah.
Did you try?
I already have one, so I guess you're not allowed to have two. I don't know. Winning a new car. Number five, a longer summer. Now, does that mean just the weather drags into fall or what? What's a longer summer?
I'm not sure. Kind of those hot days in September that seem to creep around
maybe
every
once
in a while?
Okay. Yeah, maybe that. Number four, going to the beach and not seeing trash all over the place. Now, how did this get in the top 10? Probably because they ask people in June and July.
That's true. Okay? A clean beach?
A clean beach is number four. I think a clean anywhere on vacation should be number four.
I do appreciate when I drive down the road and I don't see any litter along the highway.
Yes, that's a weird number four. But the top three are pretty cool. Number three, randomly finding dollar bills in your pocket. We've talked about that before.
The best part of getting out your winter coats.
That's an instant surprise. Mm-hmm. Number two is going on vacation. That's instant. As soon as you get in the car, you're like, yay!
Hey, what about you coming up here?
Yeah, I'm going on vacation. As soon as I get in the car, I'm going to shut off the world. And it's just going to be fun. All right. And the number one thing, of course, winning the lottery. And it doesn't matter. You scratch off your ticket, you got $20. Mm-hmm. Hey, look at this, Laura, $20.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, winning the big one.
I even get excited if I win a free ticket on a scratcher.
Me too.
I'm like, oh, cool. I can try again.
I spent $1 and I won $1. You know,
that's
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's all good. So those are the 10 things that make us instantly happier.
Do you know what makes me happy, Tom?
What's that?
Waking up every day and working with you.
Aww.
Aw, shucks.
Shucks.
Blaze Alexander.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV.
The band Guns N' Roses has dropped a copyright lawsuit against a company that was selling a Guns N' Rosé beer, which is good news for the makers of Sweet Child O' Wine.
Jay-Z and Will Smith have a new app that's like Airbnb for camping. There's already an app that helps you wake up hungover in the dirt at 7 a.m. It's called Tinder.
Wake up now.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. I want to hear Slade Shrek sing at the Valley. He's got talent tonight because he just hit it out of the ballpark with that Ace of Base song.
So,
The Valley does have talent, and it always kicks off River Festival in Sunbury. And new hosts of the show this year, Tom and Laura.
That is correct. Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated is celebrating 30 years of River Festival.
30 years.
30 years, and this happens to be our ninth year with the Valley's Got Talent.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty cool. It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
The Valley's Got Talent was a brainchild of Fred Scheller from The Daily Item.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This was his baby. And, the very first one we had, it was funny because we did it upstairs at the Sunbury Elks. And we thought we'd have maybe like 100 people.
Yeah.
Well, everybody was stuffed in there like sardines. There was like 350. We lost power.
Oh,
Cassie
my.
Paul was singing at the time when we lost power.
Before she was a celebrity judge.
Yes.
And she was singing and we lost power. And she looks at the audience. Everybody's looking at her. And what does she do?
She keeps singing.
Keeps singing.
There you go. That's what you do. The show must go on.
That's
exactly.
A professional right there.
And then she goes on to win the karaoke United States Moose competition.
She did.
So she's, and she becomes a celebrity judge for me. And
I'm kind of hoping she did do a one night only, one woman show at the Sunbury Social Club last summer.
Right.
I'm kind of hoping she does it
again. She does it again?
It was awesome. But we had a great time last year. You and I were kind of the reaction in the crowd.
Yeah.
Cassie was a celebrity judge. She had great comments. Who are the judges this year, Slade?
The same four. We have Francis Scarsella from The Daily Item.
Okay.
Tom Webb from Service Electric.
And Spyglass.
And Spyglass, summer concert series.
Yep.
And then we have Ellen Boyer, theater department at Chick-fil-A. Anybody knows theater knows Ellen Boyer.
You know.
And then we have Cassie Paul.
There you go.
Excellent, excellent.
And how many acts tonight?
We have 16 acts and two fabulous judges.
Hosts. Okay, that's us.
That's us.
That's you. That's you.
You want to run these acts down in the small time we have?
Or, I just like to promote the River Festival in a whole.
Very good.
We have starting tomorrow at noon. The festival starts and goes till like 10 o'clock tomorrow night. We have a movie tomorrow night, family-friendly movie, Back to the Future 2.
Cool. Mm.
So bring your kids, chairs, come on down, eat some popcorn, watch Back to the Future 2 on our huge, huge screen.
Okay.
And And then Saturday we get it started, and we just have vendors, and you can get online and check all our festivities out. And also then Saturday night, we're going back.
We're going back in time.
Way back.
To the beginning of River Festival 1989.
We're bringing the DeLorean. And we're going to rewind 89 with an 80s party outside and videos to go with the music from the 80s. Kyle Alexander will be our host. And we have adult beverages.
Oh.
Yeah.
And a chance to win if you wear a costume.
Chance to win if you wear wear a costume. Too early in the morning for me. Wear a costume. And we have all kinds of prizes. We have gift certificates from the Edison. We have wings from McGuigan's.
Cool.
We have Wine and Brew Fest tickets. So we have some really cool prizes for Saturday night. And we just have a lot of fun things and a lot of great, great sponsors for the event. So, you know, if you can get online, check it all out. Check the sponsors. Just a few real quick ones are Wise Markets, UPMC Susquehanna, Sunbury Motors, The Daily Item, and, of course, Sunbury Broadcasting.
There you go. And we'll link up.
That's right. We'll make sure to share the River Festival page on our 94KX social media, so on Facebook. Don't forget, though, this evening, the Valley's Got Talent. It's at the Shikellamy High School Auditorium. Tom, you and I are going to be there. Slade, I also got a little preview of your costume for Saturday night for Rewind for 89. It's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm excited. I'm going to go from being bald and let's just say I'm going to have some hair.
Oh, that'll be great.
But yeah, I'm excited. And oh, by the way, tonight, the Valley's Got Talent's donation only. There's no charge to get in.
Okay.
So you don't have to feel like, you know, there's no charges, just donations. So.
All right. We'll see you tonight, Slade, and hopefully everyone will see you at Shikellamy High School Auditorium.
And also at River Festival this weekend.
Don't forget to put the garbage can out before you go.
When Laura in the morning, 94KX. News is coming up next with sports and AccuWeather. Earlier, Laura, you and I were talking about, well, we didn't have this when we were kids. We didn't have a smart refrigerator when we were kids.
Yeah.
You know, now there's smart refrigerators. We didn't even have smartphones. I knew I saw this somewhere, and I had to dig it up. A dad who uses his smart doorbell cam to interview guys on the front porch coming to visit his daughter.
That is awesome.
Now, this is something I would have done. It's absolutely great.
Oh, hi, how you doing? I'm Jared.
Hello, Jared. This is Paige with Grace's dad.
Oh, good to talk to you.
Oh, sorry, I can't meet you in person because I'm at work. So at least I get to see your face, but you don't get to see mine.
All right.
Where are you guys going?
I think we're going to go to the Roadhouse and then maybe a movie.
Okay, which movie are you guys going to go see?
Good job, Dad.
Hello, my young daughter. What movie are you guys going to go see?
Toy Story.
Okay, roughly what time are you guys going to be coming home?
He's at work, talking on a smartphone, looking out the doorbell cam.
Works for me.
All right, so just make sure you treat her correctly because that's my first daughter.
You don't have to worry, sir.
All right, love you.
All right, bye.
What time are you coming home?
Yeah, what time are you coming home? Before 11.
Okay, I heard 10:30 again.
We'll be home before 11. Really? I'm thinking 10:30.
Oh.
Wow.
We've all seen the commercials on TV. You're at work and you get the alert on your phone. You look and there's a guy trying to break into your house. Mm-hmm. So you say, hey, get out of here. And he runs away, which I don't even know if they'll do. But there's a smart dad. He's using it because there's a guy standing on his front porch trying to get to his daughter on the other side of the door. And it's a legit date, but Dad wants a couple of questions answered first.
All right.
I don't... Wow.
That guy is my hero.
Sure.
You know, in our day, my dad would just answer the door with a shotgun. You know? I mean, you know.
Well, I guess this is a step up.
I didn't own a gun, so I answered the door with a baseball bat. This guy uses his smartphone.
I mean, that's using your noggin right there.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by UPMC Susquehanna, a new level of innovation and...
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with a guarantee we will never be speechless. There you have it. So there's a big game tonight, obviously, because news guy Matt is wearing his Philadelphia Eagles.
That's right.
Dude, it's preseason. Nobody cares.
Doesn't matter. Preseason's always fun for me.
I feel like Matt is a true fan.
Thank you.
He's probably beyond that.
It borderlines obsessive.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, that's okay. I've been called the ultimate Eagles fan. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's a question for you. Yes. Who are they playing?
The Jaguars tonight. Nick Foles and the Jaguars, though Nick Foles is not playing, as I mentioned earlier.
And the guy whose name is on the back of your jersey probably won't play either.
Most likely not. Carson Wentz.
Oh, Carson Wentz.
Yeah. Most likely not. Yeah. But I'm still excited. Still always fun to see the young guys go battle it out and see who makes a roster spot and makes an impact.
Watching young guys you don't know battle it out and they get cut 2 weeks later.
Prime example, Mark and Michael, who caught the Eagles' one and only touchdown pass last week.
What about him? Did he get cut yet?
Not yet. He's got a chance to make the roster, actually.
Not yet.
Again, just allow him to have this moment.
Yeah. Okay.
It's fine.
And while you have your moment, news guy Matt, I will tell you that watching sports can almost be as much of a workout as playing the sport, according to a new study.
Oh.
Now, I don't know. Sitting on the couch watching the Eagles tonight, I don't think it's going to feel the same as getting speared in the chest with a helmet.
I feel like Matt gets very involved, though, in his game watching.
That I do. Just ask my wife.
There it is. Researchers have found that during an important game, which to Matt would be any game, your heart rate goes up as high as 64%, which is about the same increase you get from a 90-minute walk or, quote, moderate cardiovascular workout. So Matt will actually be getting a workout while he sits on the couch and yells at the TV tonight.
Do you know what would be really interesting?
All right.
To give him some kind of like blood pressure cuff monitor thing watch his heart rate during the game. So especially if the Eagles, like, I don't want to jinx anything, but say they make the playoffs this year.
Playoffs?
I'm going to knock on wood right now.
Right? Okay, knock on wood. Fine. Right. But say they get to that moment. Mm-hmm. It's an important game. Preseason, every game's important. Sure, Matt's a true fan, but it would be so fascinating to have watched him watch the Super Bowl win that the Eagles had.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of a try it Tuesday, we go over to Matt's house with all this medical equipment.
Mm-hmm. And monitor his stress levels.
Medical research Thursday night or something.
You might want to wait till the regular season for that. The preseason, I'm fairly mellow for the most part.
So think about it, guys. If you're like Matt, ladies as well, and you're really a fan, preseason or not, you're actually getting a workout while you watch the game.
So it's good for your health.
That almost opens it up to maybe a second beverage.
Of course it does.
Ah, 'tis the season.
Festival season?
Nope.
Morning, 94KX, with late night TV for you Penn State fans who hate the name The Ohio State.
Ohio State University has filed to trademark the word "the" due to its inclusion in the school's formal name and the tradition of pro athletes referring to their alma mater as The Ohio State University. Said a judge, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
You know, you get a goo.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. On the way to work, you guys know I love Drake. I just think the guy's great. You know, except for when he's on the basketball court. It's like, Drake, buddy, sit down, okay? Love his music. You guys also know I'm a Beatles freak.
Yes, you are.
Well, Drake has just broken a couple of records set by the Beatles for sales and chart position and all this, to the point where, this may be a little arrogant, he got a tattoo of the front cover of Abbey Road on his upper arm, but he's walking in front of John Lennon.
No, so there's,
of course he did.
There's Drake, John, Paul, Ringo, and then George.
That's not right, man.
So I don't know if I'm mad about that, but it got me thinking. Abbey Road is probably my favorite album of all time.
I would agree with that.
So I'm gonna go deep cut. For those of you people who don't recognize this song, it is the Beatles and it's from Abbey Road. But I've decided if Drake feels he belongs with the Beatles, maybe he actually does.
You never give me
your money, your money.
You only give me your funny paper.
Yeah.
And in the middle of negotiations, you break down.
What am I doing? Oh, yeah, that's right, I'm doing me.
Out of college, money spent. See no future, pay no rent. All the money's gone, no rest.
Making sure the young money ship is never sinking. Drove. Tell me how I'm getting home. You too fine to be laying down in bed alone. I swear this life is like the sweetest thing I've ever known. A package of the swishes. I did it overnight. It couldn't happen any quicker.
What do you think, guys? Matt's looking like he's not liking it.
I kind of
butchering a classic.
No, I'm kind of digging it. I'm serious.
Oh, boy.
You people decide. News is next.
Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45.
94KX, your home for River Festival 2019. 30 years of River Festival. I wonder if somebody's going to try to sing Don't Stop Believin' tonight at the Valley's Got Talent.
Ooh, possibly. And the entire auditorium will get up and rock.
Don't stop. Years ago, I remember going to the top of Catawissa Avenue in Sunbury and getting to a stop sign there where the old ice cream parlor used to be. It's long gone. But somebody wrote don't on the stop sign. They wrote don't. And then it said stop, and they wrote believe in. I thought that was the most clever thing. And that was long before camera phones and posting it up on Instagram or the Book of Faces. Don't stop believing. There it is. Tonight, we'll see you at the Shikellamy Auditorium along Walnut Street in Sunbury for the Valley's Got Talent, the ninth annual.
And it's free to get in. They're just asking for donations. Of course, it's Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated, nonprofit that does all this awesome stuff in the city of Sunbury. So bring a dollar or bring 10, bring 100. It doesn't matter. You can come to the Valley's Got Talent this evening.
And you heard Slade this morning saying that it's a whole weekend of activity after that, concluding with our Rewind to 89 party live outside
and then
during River Festival.
Fireworks immediately after.
Wow.
It's going to be really, really fun. What a wonderful weekend on the way. So kick it off tonight with us at the Valley's Got Talent.
Susquehanna Valley Limits.
Tom and Laura in the morning, wrapping it up. The big guy's in the house.
Sean Carey.
I call him the big guy, SC, yeah. How do you say it now? Big Little League? The big Little League guy. That's a oxymoron,
okay.
I guess. Anyway.
Okay.
Oh, are we talking about that on air?
Are we allowed to talk about it or not?
We can.
He's going to have something to do with the Little League World Series, our very own Sean Carey.
This is a big deal, Sean. Congratulations. Yes. Tell us. Tell the world.
I am going to be the public address announcer at two games this Sunday in Volunteer Stadium.
Woo-hoo! How about that?
That is awesome.
Yes.
That's so cool.
And Laura, you're the first one I told, because this was kind of a fluid thing. I just found out about it 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And there were some emails and text messages that should have gotten to me earlier this month that didn't. And they end up going to another Sean, but that's another story.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my goodness.
There's only one Sean Carey.
Exactly right.
I think they may have gone to Sean.
Do you know
Felty
how hard it was for me?
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh. So
they may have.
Oops. Yeah. Do you know how hard it was for me to keep my mouth shut? Because he told me, and then I was like, but then I wanted to give him the moment to tell everybody else. I was like, Sean, this is so exciting.
It is.
Yeah.
I just think it's so cool that the Little League World Series literally is up the road.
I know. They just had the parade yesterday.
They did.
Parade get underway today.
Parade was last night. It was huge. Mm-hmm. First game today at 1 o'clock. So, yeah, the international winners today and tomorrow, they will play winner's bracket games Sunday in Volunteer, 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and I'll be on the microphone.
Yay!
I already have my pronunciation guide. I've already gone through the list of international players on there about three or four times.
Yeah.
Those international names can be tricky, so the pronunciation guide is key.
Now batting for Japan, left fielder, number 7, Wang Chung.
Everybody, Wang Chung tonight.
Everybody kung fu fight.
All right, this would be a bad time for me to be the spoiler and announce that I'm going to be on the Bachelorette next year. It's just a bad time for that.
And we out.
Have a good day, everybody.
I can't wait for that rose ceremony.
See you now.
Bye.
Ask the X.